CrossRef is a non-profit organization that logs and updates citations for scientific publications. Each month, CrossRef identifies a list of the most popular aging US papers based on the number of times a DOI is successfully resolved. Here are CrossRef's top 10 aging DOIs in 2023. Number 10. Old age-induced obesity reversed by a methionine-deficient diet or oral administration of recombinant methionine-producing Escherichia coli in C57BL6 mice. Authors Yutaro Kubota, Ching-Hong Han, Jose Reynoso, Yusuke Aoki, Noriyuki Masaki, Koya Obara, Kazuyuki Hamada, Michael Bouvet, Takuya Tsunoda, and Robert M. Hoffman. Institutions: Anti-Cancer Inc., University of California, San Diego, and Showa University School of Medicine. Quote, "This is the first report that showed the efficacy of methionine restriction to reverse old-age-induced obesity." End quote. Number 9. Metformin Use History and Genome-Wide DNA Methylation Profile, Potential Molecular Mechanism for Aging and Longevity. Authors Pedro S. Mara, Takiko Yamanashi, Caitlin J. Crutchley, Nadia E. Waba, Zoe Ella M. Anderson, Manisha Modakuri, Gloria Chang, Tammy Tran, Masaaki Iwatakun, Ryan Cho, and Jen Shinazaki. Institutions: Stanford University School of Medicine, University of Iowa, Tottori University. Faculty of Medicine, University of Nebraska Medical Center, College of Medicine, and Oregon Health and Science University School of Medicine. Quote, "In this study, we compared genome-wide DNA methylation rates among metformin users and non-users." End quote. Number 8. Age prediction from human blood plasma using proteomic and small RNA data, a comparative analysis. Authors Jerome Salignon, Omid R. Faradani, Tasso Miliotis, George Janssens, Ping Chen, Bada Zaruki, Rickard Sandberg, Pia Davidson, and Christian G. Riedel. Institutions: Karolinska Institutet, University of New South Wales, Garvan Institute of Medical Research, and AstraZeneca. Quote, "We see our work as an indication that combining different molecular data types could be a general strategy to improve future aging clocks." End quote. Number 7. Characterization of the HDAT-PI3K inhibitor CUDC907 as a novel senolytic. Authors: Fares Al-Mansour, Abdullah Al-Radadihi, Anes Saleh, Marta Pabloka, Wael Al-Zahrani, Sean Cowley, and Salvador Masip. Institutions: University of Leicester, Najran University, and Universitat Oberta de Catalunya. Quote, "The mechanisms of induction of senescent cell death by CUDC907 remain to be fully elucidated." End quote. Number 6. Potential reversal of biological age in women following an 8-week methylation-supportive diet and lifestyle program. A case series. Authors: Cara N. Fitzgerald, Tish Campbell, Suzanne Makarem, and Ramilly Hodges. Institutions: Institute for Functional Medicine, Virginia Commonwealth University, and the American Nutrition Association. Quote, "These data suggest that a methylation-supportive diet and lifestyle intervention may favorably influence biological age in both sexes during middle age and older." End quote. Number 5. Leukocyte Telomere Length, T-Cell Composition and DNA Methylation Age. Authors Brian H. Chen, Kara L. Carty, Masayuki Kimura, Jeremy D. Kark, Wei Chen, Shengshu Li, Tao Zhang, Charles Cooperberg, Daniel Levy, Themistocles Assimes, Devin Absher, Steve Horvath, Alexander P. Reiner, and Abraham Aviv. Institutions: National Institute on Aging, National Heart, Lung and Blood Institute, George Washington University, Children's National Medical Center, Rutgers State University of New Jersey, Hebrew University Hadassah School of Public Health and Community Medicine, Tulane University, Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, Stanford University School of Medicine, Hudson Alpha Institute for Biotechnology, University of California, LA, and University of Washington. Quote, "The two key observations of this study are, LTL is inversely correlated with EEA, and B, the LTEA correlation largely reflects the proportions of imputed naive and memory CD8 T-cell populations in the leukocytes from which DNA was extracted." End quote. Number 4. DNA methylation. Grim age strongly predicts lifespan and health span. Authors 8T Liu, Austin Quach, James G. Wilson, Alex P. Reiner, Abraham Aviv, Kenneth Raj, Lifang Ho, Andrea Baccarelli, Yun Li, James D. Stewart, Eric A. Witzel, Themistocles L. Assimus, Luigi Ferrucci, and Steve Horvath. Institutions: University of California, LA, University of Mississippi Medical Center, Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, Rutgers State University of New Jersey, Public Health England, Northwestern University, Feinberg School of Medicine, Columbia University, Mailman School of Public Health, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Stanford University School of Medicine, VA Palo Alto Healthcare System, and National Institutes of Health. Quote, "We coin this DNA-based biomarker of mortality, DNA M. Grim Age, because high values are grim news with regards to mortality, morbidity risk. Our comprehensive studies demonstrate that DNA M. Grim Age stands out when it comes to associations with age-related conditions, clinical biomarkers, and computed tomography data. End quote. Number 3, Deep Biomarkers of Aging and Longevity, from Research to Applications. Authors Alex Zavoronkov, Ricky Lee, Candice Ma, and Polina Mamashina. Institutions, In Silico Medicine, the Buck Institute for Research on Aging, the Biogerontology Research Foundation, Sinovation Ventures, Sinovation AI Institute, and Deep Longevity Littered. Quote, here we present the current state of development of the deep aging clocks in the context of the pharmaceutical research and development and clinical applications. End quote. Number 2, An Epigenetic Biomarker of Aging for Lifespan and Health Span. Authors Morgan E. Levine, Ake T. Liu, Austin Quach, Brian H. Chen, Themistocles L. Asimas, Stefania Bandinelli, Lefang Hao, Andrea A. Baccarelli, James D. Stewart, Yun Li, Eric A. Witzel, James G. Wilson, Alex P. Reiner, Abraham Aviv, Kurt Lohmann, Yongmei Liu, Luigi Ferrucci, and Steve Horvath. Institutions, University of California, LA, National Institute on Aging, Stanford University School of Medicine, Azienda Toscana Centro, Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, Columbia University, Mailman School of Public Health, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, University of Mississippi Medical Center, Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, Rutgers State University of New Jersey, and Wake Forest School of Medicine. Quote, overall, this single epigenetic biomarker of aging is able to capture risks for an array of diverse outcomes across multiple tissues and cells, and provide insight into important pathways in aging. End quote. Number 1. Chemically Induced Reprogramming to Reverse Cellular Aging. Authors Jayun Yang, Christopher A. Petty, Thomas Dixon McDougall, Maria Vina Lopez, Alexander Tishkovsky, Sun Mayberry Lewis, Xiao Tian, Nabila Ibrahim, Jilly Chen, Patrick T. Griffin, Matthew Arnold, Jian Li, Oswaldo A. Martinez, Alexander Ben, Ryan Rogers Hammond, Suzanne Angeli, Vadim N. Gladyshev, and David A. Sinclair. Institutions, Harvard Medical School, University of Maine, and Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. Quote, we identify 6 chemical cocktails, which, in less than a week, and without compromising cellular identity, restore a youthful genome-wide transcript profile and reverse transcriptomic age. Thus, rejuvenation by age reversal can be achieved not only by genetic, but also chemical means. End quote. Visit www.aging-us.com to read the latest papers published by Aging. Aging is an open-access, traditional, peer-reviewed journal that has published high-impact papers in all fields of aging research since 2009. All papers are available to readers, at no cost and free of subscription barriers, in bi-monthly issues at aging-us.com. For media inquiries, please contact media@impactjournals.com.